Aloha and greetings. This is Gary Rogowski, and this is my podcast called Splinters. Thank you for joining me. I recently taught a class at Penland School of Craft in North Carolina. I had a great time. And every morning, I would chat with my students about a topic or two, something that I thought was appropriate. And I would read from my book, Handmade, very often. And I wanted to share a story with you right now. It's interesting, I think, to consider the choices we make, those spoons in the road that we face, and how that affects things. This story is illustrative of how funny life is. It's called Education Works. Few of us have any idea where our choices will put us, how the twists and turns in our lives will place us on paths we never imagined. I came to the West Coast in the 1970s to study literature at a small school. I had left the Midwest, where I had grown up in the fields outside of Chicago, flat, steadfast and certain, me in the fields. For the last 2 years of schooling, I had transferred from a Midwestern university large enough to swallow a town inside its geography. I came out west without visiting, without knowing anyone, without ever having been to the West Coast. I was bored with my life. And I needed to remake myself away from my past, my friends, and my history, as if we can ever leave all those things behind. They still come with us, of course, in those tattered memory suitcases that we all carry around, our traces, our lineage, and time. But I needed a change. My college was small, intellectually challenging, yet oddly incestuous. I save it that I hated my 2 years there. I wish I had spent four. The students there stayed in this tempest, not venturing much into the city beyond, convinced of their intelligence and righteous in their arrogance. It was a place where one had to defend any idea, any statement, no matter one's state of sobriety. Priming myself there for a long life as a writer and teacher, I studied the great books. I tried and failed, as we all do, to grasp the idea of time slipping through my hands. 25 years later, still living in Portland, I attended a reunion event at this college, and I came upon an old professor of mine there. As a literature major, I had enrolled in a class on the Victorians with the signature black sheep of the faculty at the time, Jim Webb. He was badass, with capital B, nicknamed Spider God. He had the gaunt look of a drug addict and smoker made so popular by the Rolling Stones, mostly dressed in black, always wearing colored sunglasses indoors. He presented an image not quite in keeping with standard academic decorum. If not hated by the administration, he was not popular with them for many things: his dress, his demeanor, certainly his attitude towards their authority and disdain for their methods of education. He was not popular for his stand on hiring a new college president, for instance. He had rented a billboard and plastered it with the face of the current college president asking, "Would you buy a used college from this man?" In a campus of outliers, he was the furthest out. For his class on the Victorians, we had started round a table in familiar Elliott Hall on campus, like most of my lit classes. But we moved out to his house near campus to have our sessions soon after the first class. To convene elsewhere was a shocking enough concept then. A class not held in the confines of school, as if bricks could contain this man's idea. The house itself stood as a nondescript small Tudor, but inside the walls were painted black, the windows were draped in black curtains. This made it seem that his class was more risky, more real, and we, the students who had entered this world, had it going on. Yeah, man, we had it going on. We studied the mystics such as Blake, Rossetti, and others like Ruskin. As in most classes at my college, discussions were replete with argument, logical discourse, and both ascendant and conquered positions. Our leader was by his very nature very appealing then to college-age students, mysterious, intense, very smart, and just a little bit crazy, it seemed. One time in a class debate, I happened to cite the book we were reading as the proof of my case. Making my point, whatever it might have been, I said, "It was there in the book." Webb skewered me with this question. You believe what you read in books? My opponent in the debate chuckled at my naivete. Ouch. It was no place for intellectual wimps. Defend your position. Webb also wanted us, in our Victorian literature class, to get wood lathes and to put these tools on his porch, and we were going to start making wooden bowls and things just like Morris and Ruskin might have done. He lauded this approach of mingling literature and the crafts, melding mind and body. At the time, I scoffed at the idea. I imagined myself as a thinker, a writer, not a bowl turner. When I saw him at that reunion, he sat on the ground under one of the giant beech trees near the commons, where people congregated. It was a rare sunny day in June then. He was sitting, legs crossed, spread out on a blanket, happy, it seemed, and wearing his characteristic enigmatic smile, his tinted glasses and a cigarette in his lips. He was selling beads and things from his New Mexico hideaway where he had raised goats, I had heard. And who knew what else? Peyote, probably, if you only asked for it. I saw him there, and I immediately walked up to him. I introduced myself, and I said, I took your Victorian literature class back in 1971, and when you said you wanted to put lathes on the porch so we could turn bowls, I thought it was the most effed up idea I'd ever heard. I paused. He was quiet. He looked up at me. I said, I'm a woodworker now. He jumped up into the air, off his blanket, and held up his arms and yelled, Education works! Nice moment. Be gentle with those who are starting. Be firm with those who are in your world for a period of time and think they know something. They have yet to learn that there is so much. Humility will come, but it comes slowly. And be generous with yourself. Thanks very much for listening. Please check out our website, northwestwoodworking.com. We have our online mastery program starting up again in October, and we also have the Setting Up Shop class we're going to revisit. That's a lot of fun, a 12-week class. So please check those out, northwestwoodworking.com. And if you like what you hear, support me, please, on ko-fi.com, ko-fi.com. And my Substack feed will have some interesting interviews and stories for you to read. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.